So today's shiur is about Tfilas Kelim. Pasuk says in Parshas Matos, Echaz Azahov, Es HaKesef, Es HaNechoshes, Es HaBarzel, Es HaDilva, Es HaForis, Kol Dover Sheyovel Beish, Bavir Beish, V'Toyer. So that's the din of Hechsher Kelim. But then the Pasuk says, Achma Mei Nida Yischata, and so Rashi has two pshatim. Achma Mei Nida Yischata, Lfi Pshuto, Kito Yzelataro Mitumas Meis. That was, if the Kelim had Tumas Meis, so now you're Metayer. You know, Paraduma and the Mechatas at Tzvicha, etc. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, Mikancha Avlach Shirin Min Isser, Hitin Tvila, Likli Makas. That in addition to be Makshe and from the Isser, you have to bring it to the Mikvah. May nida haksuvim kan darshu mayim haruim litbol behem nida. Vekamehem mem sa. So, so it's referring to the mikvah water, that you have to put it in the mikvah water. There's a mayim that a nida would be tovelis. That's why it's very important to realize that when you tovel kelim, it has to be a kosher mikvah. Whereas we have a concept of what we call a men's mikvah that's made from mayim shuvim, from tap water. So that's not good for tefillah's kelim. Because we shouldn't confuse the two. The only difference is that it has to be 40 sof megishom. Thing is, the regular water that the woman uses is, it gets changed, you know, because it gets dirty. It gets dirty, so then they take out the dirty water, they refill it with new fresh water, and then they do a new hashaka. But by kelim mikvah, they keep the same water, because as I said, the kelim don't complain with the dirty water. So they can keep the same water, and they keep the same water. But in halacha, it's the same thing, that it's megisham. But what's called a men's mikvah, it's mayim shuvim, but, you know, so then that's not good for tefillas kelim. Tefillas kelim has to be the same kashrus of a mikvah that neither could you produce. Well, right. No, it's the same. I mean, it has to be kosher for Isha. So it has to be, like Nachum Rosenberg points out, it has to be checked out whether it's good or not. By, you're saying a river, you're saying? Yeah, that's a whole discussion what the concept of a river is. It's not simple. We should have. I always wanted to give a series of shiurim in mikvos. A good 30, 40 shiurim, you know, in mikvos.
A little bit of mikvos.
Yeah. But I'm saying a little bit. But the mikvos needs 40 packets at least on its own right. Okay. So the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and Ayin Hayamid Bey says, "Halachlech kli tashmish min ovei kachovim, eshedarko lahatbil yatbil lahagil yagil labin bor yilabin bor." So the Gemara says, the first word in the line is Hachi. Amale kli suda murim b'parsha. Says the din of Tfilas Kelim is only on kli suda. It's not on, if it's not used for food, then, you have a metal knife that's used for, Azusa de Sarbala, it's like scissors that you use to, Rashi says, Azusa de Sarbala, Misparayim Shagozim Ben Big Day Tzemer. But you use it to cut the material, that doesn't need Tfilas Kelim, because it's not Kli Suda.
The Mishnah, when it says the first case of Shadarko Lahakal Yafil, presumably whatever else you need to do Hagal, maybe not including Tfila on, right? How could you not need Tfila on those? Hagal is not a substitute for Tfila.
Right.
So you would still need, even the other two cases.
In other words, if you bought Treif Kalim from a Goy, you have to be Machshir them. And then you have to bring him to the mikvah.
Right, so how do you read the Mishnah? Dark Lahat Yahil, Lahagil Yahil, and Tfila, Lahabinor, and Tfila?
Okay, Kli Tashmish Mina Akum, is a Dark Lahat Yahil, Yadvil. We are running the card with Vila.
Lahat.
So he's saying, Rashi says it's talking about if you have a Kli that you never use with hot, with heat.
So that only means.
So then you only need tefillah.
But the other two cases, the Hagala and Tzibon, you still need tefillah on the Torah, right?
Yeah. Mark says that. Yeah. Rashi says it also.
There is a discussion whether the din of tefillahs kelim is a din d'oraisa or not. Because the pasuk, Ach mei nida yitchada, had two pshatim in Rashi. Right? Rashi had one pshat that it's referring to putting, the mechatas paraduma, they came tummy mace. The other pshat is that you have to bring it to a mikvah. You look in the Ramban al Torah on page 3. We're leaving Mahar Olomar shatvila hazo midivrayim. That this tefillah is only midrabana. Va'mikra asmachta osu oso. And it's an asmachta. That's what we said. This Uglish says it's talking about Eifer Par. That was the first Krat in Rashi. So then it means only if it's Tomei Mace do you have to spritz. But bring it to the mikveh, that's not, Pasuk doesn't say that. So it's only a Drabana. Or you could say no, that it's a Daraisa. So Ramban says it's only Drabana. If you look in the Rambam on page 5, it says Tfila Zol Shemad Bilin Kli Sudo Hanu Kochim In Akum V'Chachach Yudru Lachilu Shtia Ein Alin Yatum V'Tara Ela Midivrei Sofer. It's only Midivrei Sofer. Now Divrei Sofer in the Rambam, you know, is a very complicated thing. What the Rambam means? Does he mean the Rabbanon, or does he mean the Raisa? But it's not the Furish Bekra. It's a whole big thing. Rabbi Mordechai Cohen, he teaches here, Revel, whatever. He showed me once his whole sefer someone wrote on Divrei Sofrim in the Rambam. The famous thing is the Rambam says Kiddushei Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. So what does that mean? It's only the Rabbanon Kiddushei Kesef? Hard to believe. All of us do Kiddushei Kesef. Rebbe's Lazak called over Ashayovo Ba'esh Tavir Ba'esh B'Tahir. Pia Shmuel Lomdu She'enu B'Dabir Elam Tarosan Te'guli Akum Lomi De'Tumo. So Midrabbana we learned that it's not referring to real Tumo, like Tumas Mace, but it's good, but it's referring to when you buy it from a guy. Now,
the Ramban said that the Iker Zera is by Clay Makapas. Why is that?
We'll get to that. We're not up to it. We'll get to that. Now, if you look in the Rashba on page 7, in the Torah Sabayis, it quotes a Gemara from the Avodah Zarah. Let me see, did we quote it also? Do we have it here? Mashkanta. Okay, let's we'll look in the Rashba. Kibaylu mashkanta mai. Tashma domar mar baravashi abba mishkinli nochri kasa de kaspa. Vatpale vishasi bevloya dani misham resolve mashkanta kizvini damya. So what is this case? The case of Mashko. He quotes the Rambam, talks about it also. Here, take a look at the Rambam on page 6. Perik Yud Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Perik Yud Zayin, Halacha Vav. Lechivu betfilu zu al klimatna shal suda al kochem rakum. Because you have to buy from the goy. Aval Hashol Menachem say you borrow something from a goy, so then you don't have to do tefillas keli. Or shemishkan ha'akum etzlo play suda. Menachem midiach umatiach umalabim ve'ena tzarach lab. You say you took a mashkan from a goy. You took collateral from a goy. A metal kli. Do you have to be matpil? So he says no. Because you didn't buy it. Look on page, now back to the Rashba. Ivailu mashkanta mai. Tashma, if you take a mashkan from a goy. So Marbar Vashi was matbil. So is it because he holds that a mashkan is like a mecha? Well, he sees that the goy is not going to pay him back, so he sees ultimately that he's going to be able to keep it. In your pshat halacha, a Rambam's al chosav the ain't tzarf tvila. Right? The Rambam puts it with shoel, so you don't need tvila. There was a shoel in the Gemara, and the Rambam says you don't need tvila. V'tmili, the mashma the tvila zud midaraisa. So the Rashba says no. It's interesting. He argues with his Rebbe the Ramban, who said it's only the Rabbanan. He says pashus is the raisa. So if it's a deraisa and it's a shaila in the Gemara, so it should be a suffix deraisa l'chumra. So really, the master of the tefillah zumi deraisa, he the mechli midyan gemrinula. The fuel of kalim. We can't have a suffix deraisa l'chumra. I mean, who's al kosa? But the Rambam l'shitaso, the tefillah is kelim midivrei sofer. And if you learn that's the Rabbanan, so then it's a suffix of the Gemara. So you say suffix l'kula. Charas mach the baal mahim. Arrived al kosa to the mishkach the tzarich tefillah and nearly shahu yikin. So the shaila of mashkon, the machlokis in mashkon, whether you need it is the what it could be a nafkamina in the shaila of whether tefillah is kelim is the rice and the Rabbanan. Because Mashkan was a shayla in the Gemara, it's a suffix in the Gemara, and the Rambam paskin it doesn't need, the Rashba thinks it doesn't need, and the Rashba points out, it's, if you hold it to the Raisa, then it should need, suffix the Raisa l'chumra. If you don't hold it, then it shouldn't. Now the Rav Shechter likes to point out that tefillas kelim you buy from a goy is like sort of like a gerus on the kli. What does that mean, a gerus on the kli? Meaning now it's going into the Jewish possession, so that's a higher level of kedusha. So you have to bring it to the mikveh to be fit to use by a Jew. And who says so? If you look in the Yerushalmi in the end of Avodah Zarah on page 8. Tani Rav Hoshaya Tzarech L'Hatbil Gadol Rav Meir Solokim Rav Yudin Nosir L'Chamsa D'Godav Sholdom Kesem Inun Amar Tzarech L'Hatbil V'fi Sheyotza Mitumas Hanochri V'nichnasu V'kedushas Yisrael. So he says if you get these clay suda from the goy, you have to be matbil because it's yotza mitumas nochri v'nichnasu l'kedushas Yisrael. And the Rav Shech likes to quote the Ben Yonah in the Yisrael Heter, says, take a look on page 9. First word on the line is midyan. V'atam v'farsh b'Yerushalmi Shatfilu b'shvir shenichnas l'kedusha Yisrael. V'domer l'knani hanichnas l'kedusha al day tefila. That's where Rav Shech was quoting. It's similar to a goy who becomes a Jew by going to the mikvah, so the keli is put into the mikvah. Now, we'll see that this din of Tefillas Kelim is, of course, we said it's Kli Suda. And the Rishonim point out, look at page 4, in the Smak, and others say this. Latbil Kelim, Desiv, Kol Asher Yavo, ואיש תביא במים לחמי לילה ישחתו ואחו במים שדיד את הוורס בן ותאבת חולי סודה ודווקא כלי מחוס וכלי זכוכס.
So those are the two things. It has to be either metal or glass. Those are the two things that need tefillas kelim. And we'll see where this comes from, but metal and glass. So that now the body points out, like Pyrex is glass, Corral is glass. Now the body points out, so it needs Felix Kalim.
But
what?
Well,
you put food in.
A pot.
Yeah. Right, in pot you cook the food in, so that's a clay suda. The big question comes out about china and these other things that are glazed. So the Pashas Rav Abadi points out that you don't need fuel for that. Some people have some former. If you see what glaze is, ever go, I have this thing, you're good for kids. On the west side, you make pottery, and then you paint it, and you. Some people have to go on dates there, no? It's good for dates, and it's good for kids. Yeah. those are the things you know. So you see, it's not glass. It's just like a shellac, you know, it's like you glaze it with a. You know, like a type of liquid, you know? So that's not a... Those glaze and glass, it's not the same...
Even though it's not quite there. I mean, your body also
works... Right, you're right, so it's no steel. I asked him that, no steel, right. Because it's not bolea, doesn't mean that it has a dinner. It has the same texture that it's not bolea for... But that doesn't mean it's glass. Glass is also in P-holes, it's not bolea. But that doesn't, in other words, just because, there's no stira, I once discussed this with him, there's no stira that he holds that it's not bolea, but it doesn't need, everybody holds it's not bolea, but everybody holds it, you don't need to feel it's kalim. Okay, so that's the story. Now, getting back to that child of Mashkon, so if you look in the Rokeach on page 11, Rokeach HaGodol Rav Elezer Migermaiza. So at the bottom it says Bishili Avodah Zarah Mashkantima. That's where the Gemara is in Dafayin Hey in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara by Mashkan. Masig Mar Baravashi Abba Mishkin Logoi Kasa the Kaspa Vatpale Voyadar Vachule. Also Lishtamish Be Machi Yidbo Kodim Volo Yivorach Shemei No Tzorach. So he says that you can't use it till you be tovel, you know, the mashkon. But you shouldn't make a bracha because maybe it doesn't need tefillah. But he uses a lashon that it is an issa. In other words, you're not supposed to use a kli before you tovel it. It's an issa. Some learn the pshat, I think Rav Shechter, others, some understand it to mean like a bittul mitzvah. Because you have a mitzvah to do it, you're not supposed to use it before you do it. It's a bittul mitzvah. Look in the Rav Yoh, take a look in the Rav Yoh on page 12. Again, the Mushkonim, she had do it, Tasa Goy Laklit, and Lucha Basavs of the Zorah, that was from Kuka Boyd Fever. Hol Sham Mashanta Nishra Mateku. Take the sewer. He says it's not an isser to use it, but what? Shah mitzvah is not a shame chova love lo dummy. He boy tapir not shashi because hake. He's like lo boy tfil lo vlamin. If you don't suffer lo bravo tfil nafkol mikra shayol. So what is he saying? It's not an isser. And it's not a mitzvah, an absolute mitzvah, because you could use another cup. No, it's a putting on these little bars, what that means. Obviously, if you don't want to use it, you know. But let's see for a second. Shulchan Aruch. Okay, first you want to look in the Mordechai on page 22. He talks about a shechita knife.
Yivai sayim et gun shel lidna v'or v'kan yesh lochich d'sakim shel shechita l'boi tfilu. He says it's not called kli suda.
Not called Kli Suda. Let's see in Shulchan Aruch, take a look on page 26. So let's see. Page 26.
Sakin Shul Shchita, Sakin Shul Machshitin, Yesh Misha Omer She'enu Tzarech Tvila. And the Rambam says, "Yesh cholkin, the tovlo tovlo blo bracha." Look at the shach yud, shein tzarech tefila. Hatam v'vur sham the lav kli su dehem. That the behemah chazi lachila mishum hachi lo chashuk kli su the night tzrich abishul tzliyim.
Because when you're cutting it, it's not roy lachila yet. And others disagree. So he says, Yitova Bulud Bili Bracha. Well, some people eat things raw, you know, umtsa, whatever, umtsa. I mean, did umtsa. Baseball players, they eat it, raw eggs, raw meat. You meat for breakfast, right? Mickey Mantle. Oh, good. Babe Ruth, but he's...
So look in the tour now on page 23.
Shteyt and tour.
אבל ישראל שלוקח מן הגוי בישילו לחבר עושו השני לשתמש בלו בלו תפילה כמי שכבר נסחי ביד הראשון
so Israel bought from a guy and then he lent it to his friend. So he says that he can't use it. He can't use it without tefillah. Because kevish kvar nischayev v'yad harishon. Because once the Jew bought it, it's chayev in tefillah. So in other words, if a Jew borrows it from the guy, so then there's no chayev tefillah. But if he bought it from a guy and now lends it to his friend, then there's a chiv tefillah even on the friend. Because it was neschayev b'tefillah, so you can't use it without tefillah. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, on page 23,
אבל ישראל שלוק אך מנגוי וישיב לו חבי רוסו וכן כוסו של המטויסס הראש שם הראש וכן כוסו בסמאק כוסו בגלסושרי אבל אם לא כל חבי רולך כל קלופים ולא צריך יסודו אין צריך לדילו שרשאול הוא ביד בידו So what if he bought a kli, he bought a knife, not to cut food, but to cut leather, say. So then it's not chayvin. Locho chaveru lachto lofim lotsa hitzuga hitzar shashol the ado. Vaya nearly bisro shakalikli vigavus chora. So what was the first case? That he bought it from the goy for a suda, but then he lent it to his friend for klofim. What? To cut up lead pieces of leather, not for food. Yeah, nearly bisro shakana kli migoy l'schora. אם מוכר לישראל אחר אין הכל נצורך להדביר לו כיוון שלא נצחייב ביד הראשון שלא יאומר אלו לסחור ודובי לא דאגו זושרי במוכר לחתוך ולא לצורך יצודו
No, he said it wrong. Meaning like this, if he got it from the guy for a knife to cut leather, so then it's potter, and then he lent it to his friend. So same thing, if you bought it for a guy for schora, and then you sell it to another Jew, so he doesn't have to be tova. Because when he got it for the guy, it wasn't for kli suda. He got it for the guy, it wasn't kli suda. He didn't buy it for kli suda for the guy. So he got it for something else. Then he sells it to another Yisrael, for Kli Suda, so then what? Yisrael shekot a Kli migoy v'schora, imochro l'Yisrael acha ein akon etzorach l'adbil l'keim dom mitzchayev yad yirisha, so ya omer el v'schora. Of course, it has to be mitzchayev
by the guy who bought it from the goy. But he, since he bought it from the goy, it wasn't for Suda, even though he sells it for his friend for Suda, then... Okay?
That's a short one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That means that you never have to do tefillah at all in Eretz Yisrael.
One second.
All their stuff.
Should we hide the tefillah and keep? How do we care about how many tefillahs we score? Should we go lachem? But then he says no. Then he says because the shor shol who biyado mashmishim hayalachulach biyado vechayev betfilah.
In the back,
it says. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So how does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Let's go slow. Let's look first in the Shulchan Aruch on page 27. Asher lo sofa kli me'ovi kachavi minaton tefila, because he didn't buy. Lo nitzol kano me'ovi kachavi shilu. He should look over to a chlofim. And if no, you saw a shady in the region, so suda, so fila gabe shady.
Yeah.
All right. But if it wasn't, now, Rav Avadya Yosef has this tshuva. I want to hear what you think of it. Ready for this tshuva? Ready?
In the case where he bought it from a goy, not for suda, he sent it to a Jew for suda, the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't need to steal it.
He bought it from the goy,
not for suda, and he sent it to a Jew for suda.
So then he says it does need it, he sells it.
Yeah.
But if you just lend it, so then it's not.
But they're able to, right.
Because he bought it not for suda, then he...
But if he bought it to him for Suda, then you Rama says he wouldn't need tefillah. If he bought it, not lent it, the Rama says he wouldn't need tefillah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for this? Tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you what other people say. Don't look there. Ready? Say you own a restaurant. So Rav Avadya Yosef says, if you own a restaurant, you don't have to be Tovel, the Kalim of the restaurant. Because the Kalim of the restaurant is Schorah. And then you're letting your customers eat. So they're not buying it. Because the Jew buys a business. He buys a restaurant. So he goes to a guy and he buys 100 plates, 1,000 forks, 1,000 knives, 1,000 this, and then he has a kosher restaurant for Jews. So he wants to claim of Avadi Yosef that you don't need Tfilas Kalim.
Rosh Hashanah, you were just responding.
Everybody. What do you think? What's this? Because when the Jew bought it from the guy, he has a business. So anything in his business is schorah. So Mamela, so those kalim are not kli suda, they're kli schorah.
The Bebela, when the Jew comes to the house to eat, to, not to the house, to the restaurant to eat, he's a sholel on the so Bebela, he shouldn't have to be tefillas kein. What do you say? Let me show it to you inside. What do you say? Where's the tshuva? Let's see the tshuva inside. Here. Look on page 45. Haim muta lecha v'lishtos v'batei haracha v'yuskim sheirim v'klisu d'hanokachim v'goyim shetunet v'ilo v'lo hitvilo. So look at the end, Sikum, page 46. He quotes all the things we discussed before. Muta lechol lishtos bekuzuk v'sada v'ata erachak sheyir afil sheyodim v'birut shapli suda shem shtamsim v'hem lohut b'lum b'hak k'halacha. K'nirtzeh b'al ha'misada v'achmim ha'ad v'alkeen shem b'shusu l'tzorach ha'kufa v'ad b'ilam b'lum b'racha. Olam m'sorech v'beitol shal chaveiro v'fen shalo hit b'ilum v'sakeinim v'atunim k'fila hasul lo lechol lishtos b'keinah ha'shid b'ilum. Ho v'ikir l'chifasam v'shtam v'shal ha'kin l'shtiyah. Your friend's house, so he bought it for a clay suit. Clay suit.
Let's say they have, you have somebody buys like a set of fish or that, and that's the only for somewhere that they're only going to use when they have pumpkin. They're really only buying it for.
That's not schorer.
Yeah, that's schorer. But so you know, they had to only buy schorer.
He's not really saying that it's like what that's selling bid the epic to eat the kale. He's not saying that it's like mutter for the bala
restaurant. For Migradin, he says
his question is, could you eat it if it wasn't lovely to you with Kalaf? I mean, he should have, like, or he should have done it. I don't know if he's saying that it's awesome, but he doesn't actually.
The bottom line, he says it's mutter.
Yeah. For you to eat from that.
Yeah.
So
what do you say?
So even going back to what I was saying before, so then the owner would be able to start, the owner would be allowed to handle on this paper because he bought the store. So even any of your buying the store,
even if you
end up eating on it.
Could be, maybe. So what do you say?
Oh wait, what is store going to be? I'm saying like you're not buying it to sell the payment.
Yeah. So that's why we have a body thought. This is he didn't go. He's untenable. He thought because he said he says what you're saying, Ari. He's saying buying for schar means you're buying it as schar. You're going to sell it. You're buying it to sell it. So then if you ended up using it, you know. But if you buy it for a restaurant, that is suda. That's your business, is giving people sudos. So Amos please sue the Gadol Mizeh. So Ramabadi was not happy with this tshuva.
Right, like if you're a store and you're buying to sell it, so then that you don't even own it. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Not to buy it. Where
Rabbi
would also just say,
you
do
it
with
a
Rambam?
You know? I think so, yeah. Now, it comes up every once in a while. You have Bal Tshuvas and things like that the parents, don't tovel the Kalim. So what do you do? Because it seems that, hey, you asked me for an Issa Mitzvah, but bottom line is, even if it's a mitzvah, it's a bittul mitzvah to use it without Bittul mitzvah is also like a shtickle issa. So you want to call it an issa, you want to call it bittul mitzvah, but it's not proper. So what do you do? So some things that we said, you know, the, a lot of plates that are made today might not need tefillas kelim. We have the pottery, you know, that's, you know, it's made of clay, it's made of, you know. Some want to say that, that it's not yours, then you don't have a chiyuv. It's as far like that. The L'chora, that's against this Din of Shulchan Aruch. Because the Din of Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's not yours, he lets you use it. Since he had a chiyuv.
Even Ravadi said,
totally awesome. Yeah, Ravadi's very upset.
Ravadi,
he says, on page 48, he says, "Establish a kain shein tefulim." Shalta, but Omar has a reich itzah chavera. Rotzel, there's a little shtia machal kain shein tefulim. Ma dino. 48. There was someone wants to invite you to his house. He has kosher food. A lot of people like this. They have kosher food, but they're just not tovel. So he says, "Ein lo heter." He says, whatever the person was saying, that there's a certain sefer that has a lot of coolers, he says, all the coolers are blown in the air. So that's an interesting thing. You know, there's a big discussion. What's the din? If you have, sometimes you buy something and it's full already. Like Snapple, you buy a Snapple. So it's a klei zchuchis. So was it nitbal? No. So my kid buys Snapple. So you have to bring it to the mikveh? So there are three shitas in this. The Maril Diskin.
Before you drink it?
Yeah. So Rav Shechta seemingly says that you should bring it to the mikveh. Right? So it's a big chiddush. Because the oilam is not knowing that way. Buy a Snapple across the street. So what are you going to do? You pour out into a paper cup, you'll ask, you go run to the mikveh and bend it, you'll come back and put it in drink. So the Maril Diskin, Rabbi Yeshua Leib has a tshuva in 34, page 34. And Rabbi Badi holds from this as well. He says, "Dao the bekana kli mashke in tzarich lishpach a mashke latbila b'shev al tasehe v'lo nikur shimush." Whereas if the ochel is already there, that's not called shimush. You're just taking it out. So that's what Rabbi wrote in the tshuva, that if you come to someone's house and he already poured you the soda in the kli, then you can drink it. Because you're just taking stuff out. And for mozoglo, yesh lahatir. So Shechta says, it makes a lot of sense, that you know you can't. And Rav Moshe has a third shita. See, Rav Abadi holds, if you want to refill a Snapple bottle, then you have to be tova. Rav Moshe holds, I remember when he used to come up a lot in camp. I remember when Rabbi Tuli Besser was there in the camp Friday night. He used to have the Kedem grape bottles, right? So camp, what we used to do is after we finished the grape juice, we'd fill it up with water. Right? You fill up with water. So Rabbi Tuli Besser was saying, well, Rav Moshe was makel, because Rav Moshe has a tshuva here where he says that when the grape juice is in it, then the I just did the Shnayis Ma'aseh Sheni, the bottle is bottled to the grape juice. So it's not really a kli yet. When you open it up, when you refill it, then you're making it a kli, but that's done all day Yisrael. So then it's okay. Rav Abadi holds no. You could drink from the snapple directly. But when you refill it, you need tefillas kelim. And therefore, if you refill the kedem with more, you need tefillas kelim. You can't do that. Now, Shechta holds even the first time you have to.
If you pour it into a cup, you just drink it.
Yeah, if you pour it into a cup, you drink it. Yeah. And Rav Moshe holds that you could even when you refill, you don't need to feel as kale. No.
So maybe if they prepare the food with silverware that would be cold, so then from healthy.
No. The food that was prepared doesn't become awesome. But if say somebody gave you the food, it's already in the plate. So then he says you could eat it. You could eat it with plastic silverware.
But you can't use regular silverware.
Right, wherever the silverware always is going to be like a kumbase. It's not just pouring out.
So it's better to ask for plastic silverware in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, if you could. I mean, then there's another pula. I once, one of my talmidim, so his parents didn't necessarily tovel the kalim. He was dating a young lady. And she wanted to come over for a meal to the family, to meet the parents or whatever. And the shayla was, could she, what's the heter? So, I was speaking to Rav Nota Greenblatt about it. So he thought, Rav Moshe discussed it, Rav Shechta likes to discuss it. Because it's sad to say, Rav Shechta quotes or Rav Moshe quotes, that maybe kalim that were made today, of a guy in a company, and you buy it from the company, so then the company, like Rav Shechta said, is not a person, it's not a guy. So maybe there's no chiv of tefillas kelim. So that's what Rav Shechta claims, that a lot of kelim just what is that, you really shouldn't make a bracha. But ma'aseh, we don't follow that. We make a bracha on tefillas kelim. But Rav Nota Greenblatt thought, on a temporary basis, that we need to have the girl come to meet the parents on, they can rely on that cooler. See, others say, looking at Benny Krohn's notes, he quotes from different sources, that it's a mitzvah, so therefore people are not going to allow you to, and this others say, to take it to the mikveh, so you're honest on the mitzvah, or you're not the balabas, but you see that thing is not the balabas, is very shaky, because it says b'feirush in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to be the balabas. So someone would say, well, only if you're a shoyel. That's not pashas. At least you have a din shoyel, but it's not pashas. It's not that. It's not because you're a din shoyel. That's what I heard someone say, such a svara. It's because the balabas is nischayef. So that was a tzad kula. But you have to realize that some things are not chayev in tefillas kelim anyway. But yeah, but you're doing a bittul mitzvah. Or you're helping him do a bittul mitzvah. Because the nice is kfar nischayev b'yad ha-balabais. So someone would say that this heter that, well, he's not letting you take it to the mikveh, but then who says you're allowed to eat in his house? Who says you can put yourself into that situation?
Well,
going back to what we said in the past. Oh, so, like, as we're saying, you could be if somebody has something to put in the pump, they won't do a piece of fruit on a plate, or, you know, so you wouldn't, I guess it's different, but you don't have to
drink. Somewhat of a mechalic between a plate and a
glass, like you're drinking in a glass. And we said that the one time thing, it's okay because it's, as long as it's cold, one time thing it's okay. But the point is, it wouldn't be okay because
Yeah, but there's talking about you one time thing from a guy. Eating off the guy's keli. So you didn't buy the keli from the guy.
Say if it was a guy, then you don't need to be
the You don't need feels keli, you never bought it
what
from him.
What if it was like a Jew and not from Jew?
Yeah, so not from Jew, then you can't. There's one tzad that people quote. That maybe there's a difference between a plate and a. I think maybe Rav Moshe has it, maybe. There's a difference between a plate and a cup. Because a plate you really don't need, it doesn't do anything. You can put it on, you can even put it on. What do you need a plate for? Put it on the table. So we're Americans, we're not going to do that. But a cup, you need a cup. A cup on the. You know, so. It might be in the tshuva here. Rabbi Tuckman might have mentioned it.
There's a
chazasha
that those people.
I'm not positive. I think the scar might have been mentioned by Rav Moshe, but it's also not so posh.
Well, when you go to the club.
Yeah, take a look, 1 second. Take a look on page 240 for a second. Please, stop showing me a factory. Ooh. 1 second. What are you saying?
Is there a hazaka when it comes to Israel and Tefila? When you go to places, do you ask? I
don't think you have to ask every single person that if he's a firm person, you assume that he's. We don't normally. So someone maybe, I don't know if. For Moshe asking them, as far as I think Rabbi Tuffin mentioned it, others have mentioned it, this idea.
Why did you feel this not like a common, like from circles?
It wasn't, right.
Yeah, like people were always very knocking on their couches, but not to appear.
Right.
How did
that happen? I don't know. They forgot about it. I don't know. What are Kiddush cups? That's a good question. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. Look on page 27. Mishkan of Chokhlim Yisrael. In Nira, the United States Israel, Rosal Shakov Yad Ton Tfila, Vimla, Yad Bilena Blo Bracha.
you're gonna, you do it below bracha.
Chapter says that that you shouldn't make a bracha on the same level as Rabban.
No, the bracha, the bracha is the rabbanu, which is the tefillah.
Tefillah, if you're going to do the tefillah,
it's right there. Right. The bracha says to make it. Well, the bracha, the mechaber says, in nirad v'das al v'klam sharos al shakal. Tell him tefillah, in love, if we'll, in the Maisa, we do it. We talk up.
Hold on, kind of rough. Why about
I glass is the, glass we...
Why?
Yeah, glass is...
Right,
but glass, but that the Gemara says about... that by Tumah, by glass, is even only the Rabbanon, right? The Gemara and Shabbos. So, for glass, we normally treat more like, closer to put that in like a drabon.
So,
1 second.
Should we wait to type on glass when something after we do, or should we do that
a bracha? Yeah, I know. Glass you make with a bracha. It's a vada yechiv drabon. It's a drabon, but it's a vada yechiv drabon. Metal is a machlok as we show you. But glass is. Is a vaday de rabbanon. Yeah, I mean, in metal we make a bracha. Glass we make a bracha. This idea of not making a bracha because of the factory thing—that's a new zach. Rav Nota Greenblatt thought you could rely on it. Lagabe, you have a shas hadchak. Now, a question I get all the time is, what about electrical appliances? So there are a lot of different shitas about that. The Aruch HaShulchan the Aruch HaShulchan has this thing . Is the other one, how many pages?
35 also. That's
what's the one, 33?
Yeah, 33, 35.
So he says something that you don't. Some want to say anything that's plugged in is not called is mechuber. So he doesn't like that because he says that it's tolosh of chibro. So he says, but something that you don't take from place to place, it's basically in one place, is not called kli suda. The kli suda lo mikri el shtaltan osom mimokum lemokuma. And some say that plugged in, he has the Gedule Tara has a piece here. So Bekitzer is like this. Some people, there are three Mahalchim. Some people toivel it and just wait till it dries out. Rav Abadi said even them, they don't have to be toivel the cord. Some Rav David Cohen told me, he tells people they have a choice. They can be machmir to be tovel like that, or they can be rely on the shita that the electronic things is mechuber. It's not whatever. It's not chay b'tefila. What? Rav David Cohen told me. He told me that I heard directly from him that he tells people they have a choice. Rav Abadi says if you think it's going to break, then you should make a shutfus with a goy. In other words, that's what we did on certain things. You give a goy, a quarter, and he'll give it back to you to be kona chelik in the George Foreman, and then you have a shutfus in the kli, and then you're okay. If you choshish that it's gonna break. Because things could break. I mean, it's not pashut. So these are three mechalchim. There are those that have these coolers about, you look at Benny Krohn's notes, he quotes from different people that you're in someone else's house, you're not the Bala. But these aren't everybody, so it's not so pashut, these coolers. And, but, you know, if it's not, it's chuchis or metal, then different things you should get the line. Okay, my boss.